Blog Talk Radio.
Like never before, we're waging war.
Anoint my head,
oh, yeah.
Anoint my feet,
celebrate
it now. Here on the battleground,
for your glory,
for your glory.
We're taking
territory, fighting unseen enemies.
Like never before,
we're waging war.
I'm tired of principality messing with me.
Waging war.
Tired of the devil stealing from me.
I say welcome to each and every one of you. This is Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Maria Carey, President and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries. And it's good to have you with me on this morning. I want to make a few announcements as our procedure or as our custom as we before we go into the lesson. Amazing Grace School of Ministry classes are still open, and certainly you can give me a call if you're interested. Registration is open. And my contact number is 309-750-7584. So if you're interested, registration is open. Certainly, registration fee is only $50, basically for 6 weeks. So it's now open. Give me a call if you're interested. With that being said, we have an exciting lesson on this morning. The topic for this morning is salted to season. I am salt. I certainly want to bring you highlights and from an amazing women's conference. I'm just coming back from. Well, last week I had the pleasure of going to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, to attend the 68th Women's International Women's Convention, and certainly it convened May 28th through June the first 2018, and I tell you, there were a lot of women in that city for this conference. And this conference kind of inspired me for the next couple of weeks and the topics that we will be dealing with. And the topic or the theme for this women's convention was the church seasoning the world. The conference focus was praying women empowered to season the world. And their scriptures was Isaiah 62:6. And certainly write these scriptures down, because we're going to be exploring these scriptures and looking at just how we are salted to season. And it's amazing how the Lord uses parables to really just open up the pages of the Word to us, so that we may begin to look in to the Word of God and get an understanding of how we apply that Word to our everyday life. And certainly, if we never applied the Word of God to our lives, we've got to do it in this day and time. We've got to begin to explore the scriptures. And one of the things that this salt, and we're talking about salt, and I'm giving you a focus or a little tidbits of this conference, because we had Word every night. Monday night it started with a musical. Tuesday night, the international supervisor spoke, and Wednesday night you had an outstanding speaker, and Thursday, and we ended up Friday having a powerful word from our presiding or international or national, our presiding bishop for all of the churches of God in Christ. And certainly it was powerful, it was on point, and he talked about extreme faith. You know, we've got to have extreme faith. And once you begin to allow that salt to season your lives, you begin to season others. And in seasoning others, you begin to have a confidence, not in your own selves, but in the power of the Creator, who gives you that confidence, who reassures you back to the book, to the Word, of the fact that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So I was talking about Isaiah 60, chapter 62, verse 6. And this is the NIV version, and it reads, "I have posted a watchman on your walls, Jerusalem. They will never be silent day or night. You who call on the Lord gives yourself no rest." And here is Matthew chapter 5, 13 through 16. And these were the scripture verses for this powerful International Women's Convention. Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. Believers are the salt. And this is the new King James Version. I know, people of God, that we have our cell phones, and certainly we have the internet, and we can do our research. But it's good to, sometimes you got to go back to using the Bible and, you know, really digging deep into the scriptures so that we can understand what the Word of God is saying to us. Now, this is the new King James Version, so I'm giving you three different versions for three different scriptures. Now, this one reads, "Believers are salt and light. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned?" I want you to begin to underline salt and season. Continue with the word. "If it is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men." Verse 14. "You are the light of the world. A light that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. You know, that was my favorite scripture growing up. Matter of fact, it was so much my favorite scripture that I had it on a poster attached to my wall, because I wanted to read that scripture on a daily basis. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. And certainly I'm quoting the King James verse, because that is the verse that got so embedded in my heart, knowing that I was the light. So if I'm the light, then I should be able to make a difference. There should be a difference in my life, my viewpoint, and how I operate and how I think, because the Word of God had literally transformed me in thinking different from the world. This is the last scripture that was the focus of this powerful International Women's Convention, and I'm just doing highlights on the International Women's Convention right now for those of you that have just timed in or just connected with us. This is the last scripture, St. John 14 and 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I do, shall he also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And when you look at that scripture, certainly again, I keep reiterating the power of this International Women's Convention, because I had a time in the Lord. We certainly had workshops during the day, and we had prayer in the morning, and Thursday they set aside a day for connecting and empowerment and really exploring the Word of God so that we can move forward to do what we have been assigned to do, and that is to light the world. So in doing that, the theme, as I aforementioned, is salted to season. And when you look at salt, and we're going to explore just the definition of salt, because I'm learning that there is all types of salt. And when we define salt, we think of it as a white crystalline substance which gives sea salt, seawater, its characteristic taste, and is used for seasoning or preserving food. You know, especially that ham. If I was to take a poll on this morning and asked how many people, and some have given up, pork, praise the Lord, but some of us still like pork, and I was going to say how many on the line would say they like ham. Hallelujah, praise God. Yes, I do. I love ham. But ham is seasoned with salt. It's seasoned with salt. It's taken from the calf and it's packed down in salt. And salt gives it its seasoning. Mm-hmm. So when we look at salt, when we look at that chemical, when we look at the fact that salt, if you want to season greens, you put salt in. But as I was mentioning before, I'm learning that salt has many different types. There's a pink salt, believe it or not, and it is crystallized, and certainly it has a different flavor than the white salt you see in the drugstore, not the drugstore, but the grocery store. And that salt has been processed, but there are salts that come from the islands, from various countries, and there is a show on television that really began to look at the various types of salt from all different kinds of the world. And certainly we got some that can be bad, but then there's some that is good if we use it in moderation. So when we look at salt and we begin to see that salt has the ability to treat, has the ability to season food. You know, you sprinkle a little salt on an orange, or you sprinkle a little salt or fruit. You sprinkle a little salt and pepper on that piece of meat or those greens, and certainly it changes the flavor drastically. So when we look at seasoning, and we use it, we put that ing on it to season. So seasonings consisting of spices added to food to enhance the flavor. And seasoning is that substance used to flavor food. Now, all of these words keep bouncing back and forth off of each other, because now we've got to look at flavor. Flavor is a distinctive taste of a food or a drink. You know, you taste pop, you taste juice, you taste something, and it has a distinctive taste. And you know, when we look at taste, we can bring it or we can take it back to the senses. You know, the word says, oh, taste and see that the Lord, or taste and see the goodness of God, or that the Lord is good. So taste is one of our senses. So in essence, when we begin to look at salted to season, we've got to begin to look at how the word is salting our lives, how we are allowing the word to season, to enhance the flavor of our lives. And you know, I was talking in May about growing in grace and how we're growing. We're not yet there, but we're growing. We're getting to a place where God is pleased in our lives. So in essence, here we are, salted to season. That means we have to allow ourselves to be yielded to the word of God so that God can enhance us to the world, so that we can be seasoning to the world, so that we can be a herb that smells good. You know how you get those herbs together? You put butter, you put onions, peppers, seasoning, garlic, salt, pepper, oregano. You put all that in a pot of butter and start cooking it, your house just begins to smell so good. If you got guests over and you're cooking, they can't wait because the taste buds begin to salivate and they begin to think about, that smells good. I can't wait to taste. That's the way the world should be looking at us in our lives. Hallelujah, praise God. You know, I get excited. I've been looking at the news since I have been back home, and some of the things that have disturbed me, especially by my background being in the mental health field, is the fact that two prominent individuals that we feel had it all together has decided to commit suicide. And they're looking at that epidemic and they're looking at that issue now more strongly. You know, and it's amazing to me. They cut everything. They say they don't have enough money for this, or they don't have enough money to budget in mental health. But I'm a strong believer of mental health, but I'm also a strong believer of prayer, faith, and deliverance, because we need all those things in order to make it. We have to be the salt that salts, that season the world. We've got to be able to delight ourselves in the Lord, that people will connect to us, that people will be drawn to us to say, I don't know what you got, but I want him. Because my life is not lining up where it needs to be. But I remember the scriptures that says that all things work for the good of them that are called. So if all things work together for the good, I've got to have a different attitude. I've got to have a different mindset. I've got to allow this salt of the word to season me, the herbs of the word. Just call it the herbs of the word, because the word of God will quicken us. The word of God will check our stupid attitudes, our meanness. It will, if we frustrated, you know, I tell my cousin often, if you frustrated, you then moved out of the will of the word of God, and now you trying to fix it yourself, because there is no frustration in Christ Jesus. You say, what you talking about? Well, if you go over to Matthew where it says, my burdens, my yoke is easy and my burdens are light, that means that I have the ability to cast all my cares upon him because he cares, because God is going to work it out. If we spend more time in the presence of God, if we spend more time pushing in, Lord, I need you. I don't understand what's going on. I don't understand what's happening to my children. I don't understand, but God, I can put the word of God on it. I can believe that you said it, and I can sit back in peace and rest in the Lord, because there is rest. Hallelujah. There is rest. There is rest for those that will cast their cares upon him. There is. Hallelujah. The word in Ephesians 5 and 8 says, for one time you were darkness, but now you are the light in the Lord. Walk as the light. We are the light. We're the light, and you know the word says light. You know, the if you turn a light on in darkness, it opens up the room. That's because light has the ability to shine, and we as people of God must shine in him. We must begin to allow the word, to the herbs, to season us to a point. And you know, we might not like the seasoning. I'm gonna say it again. We might not like the seasoning, but it's a process. It's a trying of your faith. It's allowing the word to put you in uncomfortable situations. And when you put in those uncomfortable situations, then the world can see what you made of. Again, I talked about two famous people that committed suicide. And if anybody know me, they know that I really try not to look at a whole bunch of TV. But if you go on the Travel Channel, I love going to places that deal with food. And there is a food person, Anthony Bourdain, that just committed suicide. And then there was Kate Spade, and then last year there were people in the body that a young man that I know that committed, maybe 2 years ago, that committed suicide. But if we hold on to the Lord, I'm going to say this real strongly, if we hold on to the Lord, if we allow the seasoning of God to season our lives so that the word is permeating in our lives, that it is in our heart. The Bible says, get it in your heart and you won't sin against him. If we get it in our heart, if we allow that word to manifest, to impact our minds, to impact our hearts, to impact our taste buds, then there will be a difference. There's going to be a strength that we don't even understand, but you can't understand it because it's coming from the Lord. The Lord said, I'm going to leave you a comforter. I left here, I died, I bled on the cross, but when I left here, I did not leave you alone. I left you with a comforter, and the Holy Spirit, the power of God, will certainly take you to a place where you've never been before. That's the power arm of God. That is who God is. I tell you, if you allow the Lord to season your life, you don't have to fear. You don't have to fear even the 91st Psalms. Y'all go read the 91st Psalms, and it'll tell you who God is. But it talks about how the Lord will protect you in the secret place of the Most High God. You know, it's nothing but the grace of God that has protected me. It's nothing but the grace of God that has kept me. But when I stand on the word of God and say, Satan, you have no authority over me, but God is protecting me, God is keeping me, God is elevating me, and I can stand on the promises of God because that word is in my heart and in my mind, I know that God is going to keep me, that God is going to take care of me, that God is going to watch out for me, that God is going to be my guide. He's going to keep me, and I can show the world that you do not have to commit suicide because God is great and he's Lord. And we pray a thing. You know, the Bible says we have the power to loose, to bind. We can speak over our children. We can speak over our household because God has made us the authority. And because God has made you the authority in your household, you have the spirit to bind the enemy. You know, the Bible talks about sweeping, binding the strong man. We've got to bind the strong man in our homes and cast him out. We got to go through, and I don't know why the Lord has given me this, but sometimes you just got to anoint your house. If you have not anointed your house, if you have not prayed in your homes, then you need to do so. Cast the spirit out, because people coming in and out of your homes, dropping deposits, spirits that's not godly, but leaving the residue of seasoning, of their seasoning. And we've got to be the light of the world. You know how you got an old pot, you clean it, but that old pot seems to season your food real good. That's because that pot, even though you've cleaned it real good, it still is made. The fire has set it in such a way and molded it in such a way until it's just right to capture the great taste and good taste that you're looking for. We've got to be alert. We've got to allow the word to season us. And in doing so, we season the world. Let me pray. Father God, I thank you for this opportunity to come before your presence. We acknowledge you. We thank you for each and every speaker or phone or person on the line on this morning. I pray, God, that you're moving their lives. I pray, God, that you anoint them. I pray, God, that you fix everything that's needed. And I pray, God, that you would do a new thing in their lives. And God, do it. Whatever the situation is, do it. I bind suicide. I bind torment. I bind everything, every issue that the Satan is trying to bring in their lives. And I declare that you're free in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Again, I want to encourage each and every one of you that's on the line. Thank you again for being on the line. Again, come back on next week as we begin to explore salted to season we're going to talk about why seasoning is important. And I think I gave you just a little bit of tidbit about why seasoning is important, certainly because we need to be empowered as well as power or empower the world. And the Word of God does that. Again, I want to thank each and every one of you that have taken your time out of your busy schedules to be online. God bless. See you next week. Bye-bye.